Well, we start the second round of today's action for fifth place. Tobin Olson of Valentine, after being defeated by Spencer Gaffney of Broken Bow, wrestling for fifth place against an opponent he beat the first round of this tournament, 7-1, Payne, out of Central City at 120 pounds.
But it was a close match, just to toss him to his back late in there. And now second period here, Tobin will start down 0-0. They did warn Payne for stalling for not returning Tobin. And now they're going to probably have to warn him again. He is just riding parallel. And Tobin to his feet here is going to get the one, might get an opportunity to get two. Officials waiting. He's going to be able to hook that ankle. Now he's got to clear his leg if he wants the one for sure, but he wants a little more out of this. And now the kid's going to come up, and Tobin's going to come over the top of him. This will be two for sure. Can he keep the arm and get him on his back? He can. No back points yet, just on a hip, and he's going to slip out it. So 2-0. Tobin Olson, a win of any kind by any remaining Valentine wrestler. This is pre-finals. Will seal the team championship unofficially for Valentine. So this could be a big one here for Tobin Olson as he looks to get a fifth-place medal. Now he's got ball and chain, barbed wire hooked up, coming around the head. Does this kid want to wrestle after a 7-1 drubbing in their first match? And Tobin really looks like a different wrestler these last couple times out. Even against Gaffney, he really had some vinegar going early. And now he's got that crossface again. Going to work more some tilt series as the time ticks away in the second period. But this was a close match in the first go, in the first round, and then he blew the doors off of it, throwing the kid to his back late in that thing. And that's what got him down here. So he's going to be a state medalist. Will it be fifth or sixth? One period to find that out. 2-0.
Payne does take a shot.
Not a particularly good shot, and they're back to their knees. And another shot. Tobin Olson's going to score, and now the Centennial coaches are asking for a stalling call. That just about was two there, but Payne's knees came up. And so I would say if he continues to shoot like that, and we're backing up, he's going to get the stalling call. Centennial coaches ask him again, and they do give him a stalling call just as Tobin Olson gets into a shot. That happens a lot. And Tobin now going to have to finish around the left side. He can just beat the shin whizzer here. Man, we worked on that a lot. And he's between his own legs trying to grab that leg. Got to come up. Got to find the heel and come up. I know Kelmer's just screaming at him over there. He and Coach Allison in the corners this morning.
120 left to go. Up 2-0 here. Both wrestlers on their feet. And
almost a shot off the whistle there for Payne. Is coming hard. He knows. He's got to reverse this decision, and a shot by Tobin Olson around the right side now. Has got a hold of the leg, got to get off those two knees, going to step around, and he's back in the same position. Shin whizzer on his right leg, and Tobin just got to work on that. That's something really worked out after High Plains. Can't get that right arm out. Now he's in a little better position. Got to watch himself here. Didn't score two. Also, Payne's got to watch himself, almost goes to his back trying to defend this thing, but neither wrestler has scored yet. Payne is now deep in the high feet side, if he can pop his head out here. And now Tobin Olson is going to throw it to his back. You know, just about goes to his own back, and now he's got him flat out. So that's the takedown, 4-0, and has him in the headlock. But
25 seconds left.
Can't be rolled through here as Payne had his legs hooked in, and now he's out where he's not in danger. And there's a pin for Valentine and another team championship, three straight for the Valentine Badgers unofficially. They're going to take a commanding lead. It's 30 points right now. I had it that the Broken Bow could only score 32. So that's going to do it for Valentine. Congratulations to Tobin Olson, a guy that fought through it all season long as a freshman at 120 pounds, a tough weight. Never saw the ratings, but he'll be rated now a fifth-place medal for that young man.
So a great finish to his season in here as he comes on at district. Gets a big hug from Coach Allison. And congratulations from Coach Kelber there as well. So the Badgers start things off the way they wanted to. Another win here. Tobin picks up fifth place in this tournament, where I think you had mentioned a couple times, Robert, that didn't know if the young man was going to be able to make it down here to Omaha.
Yeah, he's hard to read. A real nice man with, nothing like the brothers that I know of him. And that's just the way it is sometimes. I ask his dad, how do you get through to Tobin? What motivates him? He's like, when you figure it out, you tell me. But quiet a lot of the times, quiet worker, and he figured it out. And no better time to turn it on than district tournament. And that's really when I saw Tobin Olson wrestle his best matches. And then he came down here and nearly knocked off an Arlington kid that had been rated 2 all year. But some nice wins for him. Only a beat by Arlington kid that's in the final. And, of course, Spencer Gaffney there coming back. But gets the 5th place medal. And you talk about those Olson brothers, at 106 pounds when Chase was a freshman. He was able to wrestle, nearly make the finals and get a 3rd. But what a great accomplishment by his younger brother. Getting the 5th at 120 pounds, because the farther you get away from 106, you're seeing a lot more upperclassmen, a lot more experience, and to come down here and get a medal as a freshman, I can't say enough about what he's done. And we've got two freshmen that are going to bring home medals today.
Yeah, we've got Gunnar Battershaw that will be coming up here a little bit later on at 152, going for 3rd place. Also, Morgan McGinley at 138. Brother Lane McGinley is going to be going at 170, both of those for 3rd place medals as well. And then, of course, 4 in the championship. So Valentine, with that win by Tobin Olson, 149 is where the team total is at. And that's going to give them a 34-point lead over Broken Bow at 115. Drops back to David City at 104.5, Aquinas Catholic at 86, and Battle Creek at 78.5. So Valentine, hopefully with that one, has things sewed up. But they're not done making noise here at the state tournament, because, again, we've got 7 more guys to figure out medal placings here for the rest of today. And our next one is at 138. I do want to bump over here right quick-like, and we'll take a look. Mullen had Taven Marshall out there. We'll check on his match as it is completed now, but we'll take a break, and we'll come back with that quick update here and more from the state wrestling in just 60 seconds.